Time to talk about the offensive line. Jeff Stoutland joins me in studio. And, Coach, it's been an interesting year for you. You've had to reach deep into the reserves with Big V at right tackle, with Stefan Wisniewski at left guard. How's the line performed?
They've done okay. The good news is that, you know, Howie and his staff have provided us with good depth, and we bring in guys now to the offensive line when there's an injury or when there's a situation where I don't think there's, you know, that much of a drop-off. Obviously, losing Lane was a huge factor, but V has done a really good job and improves every single game. Matter of fact, he improves every day, to be honest with you.
What's been the key to his development, Coach?
I think that learning the technique part of it, and Jason Peters has been a big part of that. I placed him in the meeting room right next to JP, and so not only am I coaching him, but JP, it's like JP's coaching him 24/7 as well. So just to get a lot of insight from a player that's played the position, from the coach, technically, though, you can see him. He's night and day than what he was from the first game.
It also requires a player to be very mentally strong. And I know his first game, a little ups and downs in Washington, and he seems to have bounced back from that very well. Can you talk about that part of his development?
He's a very stable player, very stable guy. There's really not a lot of peaks and valleys with V. He's pretty straight line. And so whether you coach him hard or you're nice to him, doesn't matter. He's just the same person. And I think he's hard on himself when he doesn't perform well or he doesn't utilize the right technique, which I like. I like that. I like a guy to be demanding of himself as well. But very happy with what he's done thus far. He had a tremendous challenge this week against Olivier Vernon, who I have a lot of respect for, and he did a really good job.
How instrumental has Brandon Brooks been in the development of Big V, and how has Brandon's play been this season?
Brandon has played well. He grades out high every week. But more importantly, even with Lane, when he came here brand new, he's a leader by nature. He likes that role. He's an intelligent player, and he really helps. It's not just Kelsey over there making calls, but he also helps the right tackle in terms of communication phase of what's going on, how we're going to do it. I mean, in the heat of the moment. So you'll see him if you watch the right guard, you'll see him in the games, and he's always kind of conducting business. So we appreciate that from him.
Yeah, with the silent count helping Kelsey, as you said, there's a lot more responsibility than people recognize at that position, isn't there?
Well, when we're on a road and we're using a silent cadence, which we've been really good at, we haven't had any issues with it, he literally has to turn his head around. So when the defense stems or moves the front or a linebacker, say, they kind of take that off and then the split second he has to come back, and now he doesn't have a lot of time to recover, you know. So I think V can help in that manner. I know Lane would help let him know, communicate, hey, what's going on in front of you while your head's around, stuff like there's a lot of things, little things that go on. Other than just blocking somebody.
Sure. And now Stefan Wisniewski, 77 starts consecutive before he got to Philadelphia. So you knew you had a player who was versatile, who was reliable, and now he stepped in for Allen and seemed to do a good job against the Giants.
Yeah, he's a true pro. The guy is always football. He's football all the time. He's doing little things on his own. Even when we're not in, like we could be in the middle of a team drill, and I'll look for him to say something to him, and he's over there working on a technique. So he maximizes, you know, his time while he's here.
And at left tackle, Jason Peters still seems to play at such a high level, Jeff. What can you say about him that you haven't said already?
He's amazing. Yeah. He's an amazing, amazing person. I mean, not only is he a great, great player, the best player I've ever even come close to coaching, but in terms of his mindset, in terms of how he practices every day, now, I have to be smart because I don't need him to do some of these things. He's done it for 13 years. I mean, if he doesn't know how to kick slide on a defensive end, mm-hmm. I mean, so I need to, at times, I do, and we've done this. We've done a smart job of getting him out of some of the practice reps so we can keep him fresh, and I think it's working well, and we got to continue that to do that for him.
Jason Kelsey in the middle. Tell me about his first 8 games.
Good. Good. I mean, we have things to work on. He and I talk about it all the time. There's technique stuff that needs to be worked on. But from a physicality standpoint, he's good. It's the technique portion of it that he and I work on all the time. He's his own worst critic now. He's as hard on himself as the fans in Philadelphia are hard on players. He's really hard on himself. And so I think with Jason, it's just a matter of once he starts clicking for him and he's doing it all right, then I think that just fuels the fire for him.
And then, Stout, we saw on Sunday against the Giants, activated for the first time, played fullback, and went and just destroyed the defensive player, Isaac Seumalo. Getting a little taste, what can you tell us about the way he's developed?
Well, number one, he wasn't here all spring. So that he missed a lot of time there mentally, but he's a very intelligent player. Number two, he was a little injured coming out of camp. He missed two of the preseason games. And so that kind of held him back a little bit. Now he's back to being healthy, and we're trying to utilize him because he's very talented. He's explosive. He's quick. He's got great balance. So we put him in on a play for, I think it was 4th-and-1, and he was going up to get his man. He was going in like a heat-seeking missile, and we had another issue with another position, and really he wasn't able to get to where he needed to go, but he kind of blocked someone else's guy and then on his way to his guy. So, but he's a very talented player, and we need to find ways of using him.
And then there are some younger players, Josh Andrews and Dylan Gordon. How do they get better? And kind of just for Eagles fans who don't see those young guys, what can you tell us about them?
Well, you know, when they run plays against our defense, we all kind of run the same plays in the NFL. I mean, everybody runs a trap play. Everybody runs a power play. Everybody runs a zone play. So when they're giving the look to our defense, basically, and I told them, I said, I want you to use our calls. I want you to use our techniques, even though you're giving them, they're showing the defense, but I want you to use our calls so that you get used to, it's like you're running plays with our offense right now. There's really no difference. And that's really helped from that mindset standpoint. And I think that, they've done a great job of that, helping our defense going full speed on every play, providing them with great looks in the run game and in protections. And that's really the key to the whole thing is playing fast, playing with great effort, and then executing the techniques properly.
Sounds good, Jeff. Big second half of the season ahead. Good luck to you. Thanks so much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official team app.